Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic. Having a great time here. Seventh annual classic. Seventh time I broadcast my show from here. And I always have a great time. Ed Abel is our guest. He's our good friend. Ed is one of the top management experts in our Brain Trust, the founder of Abel Business Institute. And he and I have been doing a series on doing a better job of running your business, managing your business more effectively. And Ed's our good friend. Ed, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, but I'd actually rather be there with you.
I know what you mean. We'll have to get you down here sometime. I think you'd have a good time. Hey, Ed, for a few weeks now, I've been talking to my audience about something that I probably have never brought this topic up before. All of a sudden, it occurred to me a few weeks ago. We're in a transition period now. This recovery that we're in. We've come through the desert on a horse with no name through the recession, and now we're in this recovery. It looks like it's going to take a long time. And it occurred to me that a lot of people might have been managing their business correctly in 2009, for example, just protecting themselves from the recession and the meltdown and everything. And that kind of an attitude might make them think that they're still there when their business, their customers, the opportunities might not still be there. And so I've been telling people to make sure that if their performance is not where it needs to be, their company's performance is not where they want it to be, make sure that they're not blaming it on the wrong thing. It might not be the economy for them anymore. It might be them making excuses or not getting out of their own way. What do you think?
Oh, you just hit that right on. And that's seriously what's going on, is that many business owners, they're still sitting on the economy stinks, the economy stinks philosophy of, and it's now years ago, it's the last three, late 2007, 8, 9. We're in 2010 going into 2011.
That's
right.
It's
really time for us to take a look at how are we doing business, not, oh, the economy's terrible. It's really, how are you doing business? And, Jim, I'm watching it daily now. Absolutely every day I'm watching small business owners make emotional business decisions that are just inappropriate in the climate that we're in, which is to grow our business, and they're making decisions based on just the wrong guidance, the wrong knowledge.
When you say emotions, what kind of emotions? Part of it fear? Is part of frustration?
It's really interesting because it is driven by fear. It's driven by small business owners have basically invested their time and their life savings into their businesses for the most part.
Yeah.
And
yep.
At this point, they're getting business opportunities, but if they're not sitting in the exact box the way they see it should fit with the parameters around the way they see it, they're taking this view of it as basically the way I see it, you're leaving the money on the table because you're not moving with what's going on. Business and the way we used to do business and the way business needs to be done now are different. And I want to give you a quick example to really exemplify this.
All right.
Now, I'm representing the client that is looking to retain a $100,000 deal. So we're in the final stage. We've met the final two candidates, and we're ready to basically lock the deal down. And we invite them for an hour meeting coming up. And
so this is your client wanting to do $100,000 worth of business with another company. And these are the people are bidding on that business.
They're now going to that final hand, the hour before the handshake. So basically we said to them, hey, listen, we want to bring you in. We want to just make sure we have the game plan and that we're set. So come in for a meeting this Monday, and let's, you know, just go over it. And, Jim, this right. is what I get. I get a phone call from my email saying, hey, Ed, we'd like to just clarify something. Did we get the deal? And I said to them, well, you're as close to the final handshake as you can be. We just want to sit with you for an hour on Monday to, you know, go over the plan of action. And their comment to me was, Ed, do you know that's a billable meeting for us?
Oh, no. Oh,
yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
That makes me ill to hear you say that.
It really,
see,
truly
That's not, Ed, that's not emotional. That's stupid.
Well, that's bad business. But it is because here's why it's emotional. Oh, we don't do anything we don't get paid for. You know, it's kind of like...
Let me tell you something, folks. The new normal, if you can't figure out about 29 different ways to make a business model out of relationships, to turn something... If you can't find a bunch of different ways to turn the varying elements of the 21st century relationships that we're finding, if you can't figure out how to do that, you're not going to make it.
It's critical. And here's one last piece, Jim. What people have to realize is money could be very toxic. And since you never know the person you're dealing with's relationship to money, you've got to deal with that very cautiously.
Yeah.
And it doesn't
I got to wrap it up for a second.
Okay.
Ed. We got to take a quick break. But Ed, let me tell you something. Those people did you a favor because they told you how they really feel about your relationship. So they actually did you a favor.
Agreed.
Congratulations on finding that out. Tintin, quick break. More to come. I told you we'd get smarter when Ed Abel joined us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.